G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 7. I'm John Barker. Joining me and fresh up from a spell is Joel Marshall. Carl Diorio, as we speak, down at Warrnambool, I would imagine still spending his winnings from the win of the Peter Chow-trained Lord Tennyson on Wednesday. But Joel, you are back. I apologise to the listeners for the breaks in transmission over the last couple of weeks. We couldn't get into our studio, unfortunately, but we have put a sign on the door and we are now permanent fixtures, so you'll be hearing us every Thursday afternoon from now on. Joel, a big week end of racing that you've come back for, especially in South Australia.
Yeah, certainly a great weekend of racing. South Australia with their two Group 1s at Morfordville and the Gold Coast, always a big day on Hollandale Stakes Day, and a lot of the big name jockeys are in attendance there, and pretty good meeting in Sydney too with big fields. I guess that happens out of carnival time with all the restrictive horses coming back.
Certainly does. Big fields all around. Real challenge to get it into your winning post this week, but we have done so. So once again, a value-packed edition if you haven't picked it up yet. South Australia, as you mentioned, the two Group 1s. Well, each one of the four black type races last week, Joel, was won by the Victorian stables with the very much informed Darren Weir going home with a double. Do you see the home team getting much of a look in on Saturday?
I'm just scouring through my tips. I don't think I've got many of the locals to win races there on Saturday. The Euclay Stakes, I guess, probably gives the locals a bit of a chance with Miss Gunpowder, although I've actually left her out of my picks, but I think she's probably going to start close to favourite. And I guess you've got the Oaks. Sabo LaVie is going to be a real chance for the McDonald and Lewis Yard and the Sangster. Well, I don't think there's too many locals engaged in that race. So, yeah, they're going to be finding it tough again, I think.
All righty. Well, there's eight big races on the program at Morfordville on Saturday. Six of them are black type. We'll take you right through those, starting with race three. Seven News, Queen Adelaide Stakes for two-year-olds, a listed event over 10.50.
You've gone for the Sydney visitor here, Sylph Feed from the Gay Waterhouse Yard, showing a fair bit of promise. I don't think there's too much between quite a few of these. It's a difficult race, but without a lot of confidence, I've gone Sylph Feed on top to beat one Victory 8, who wasn't bad on debut. Two, He's Got Spunk, has been showing a bit of ability at the jump outs. He might be one to keep quite safe. And seven, Exilia Miss, opened up pretty good odds, around $9 or $10, and she was well back to win first up.
Race four at Morfordville on Saturday, DC Mackay Stakes for the sprinters over 1,100 metres at Group 3 level.
Number four, the Messina Nymph. She was pretty disappointing first up, but blinkers go on here. She's usually pretty consistent. Karen McAvoy's had a bit of success with her in the past too, down in Melbourne. And hopefully the gear change can switch her on. So I've gone her to beat three. Thermal Current, who's racing really well this time in. Two, Nostradamus was back to winning form. Philip Stokes has done a good job with him. And nine, Heart of a Lion, will strip a lot fitter for that reasonable first up run.
And first leg of the quaddie at Morfordville on Saturday is race five. It is the U-Bet Stakes, better known as the Euclays, for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres at Group 2 level.
Yeah, really good race this. You can make a case for quite a few, and we've got a couple here that are emergencies for the Sangster. I speak of Super Cash and Jalen Jalen. I've gone for 12 Almighty Girl. I think she can hit back off an unplaced run first up, off a little bit of a freshen up. The goal was the Sangster, but she didn't win last time out. Of course, that was on the Vovis Gold Day at Caulfield, and they've lowered their sights a little bit, although they're still running into a pretty hot field. But Glenn Boss to ride. I'm going with Almighty Girl to beat 13 Super Cash, who ran on really well behind Don't Doubt Mama last start. Five, Mr. Individual's got plenty of ability. I think they're eyeing off the Brisbane Carnival with him. And he does a bit wrong, but he's very smart. And 14, Jalen Jalen in for fourth. Miss Gunpowder's an obvious chance as well, but I've just left her out of my four.
First of the Group 1s, second leg of the quaddie, race 6, Schweppes Oaks, 400,000, Group 1 for three-year-old fillies at level weights over 2,000 metres.
Yeah, I've got number 3, Believe. Ran a really good race in the Oaks in Sydney at good odds to finish third. She'll be rock hard fit, she'll press forward from an awkward gate. If she can get across and get a pretty economical run, I think she'll run really well, assuming she's not obviously over the top after having already been over the 2,400, but we'll go with her to beat 6, Silent Sedition, who was impressive winning the the main lead up in SA, and she's going to be very hard to beat. 14 Abby Marie, sharp step up in distance, but she's unbeaten in two starts. Mick Kent knows what he's doing when he travels these horses, particularly these fillies, and I think she can measure up. And 11 Lopatiga, beat older horses last start. It wasn't an overly strong field, but she's always given the impression that she could measure up to a nice race. So we'll throw her in for a bit of value for four.
Race 7 is the UBet Classic, better known as the Robert Sangster Stakes, for fillies and mares over 1,200 metres at weight for age, also a $400,000 Group 1.
Yeah, very, very open race. You can make a case for many. I've gone 6 Sultry Feeling from the James Cummings yard. She's had a really good autumn in Sydney. She won a couple of Group 3s. She had a 5-week gap between her Group 3 wins. And then last time out, she just settled too far back, further back than normal. She came wide. Hugh Bowman tried to steer her path down the outside fence. And she did make up pretty good ground, but she was never going to threaten Two Blue, who led throughout. She's a pretty consistent mare. She's had the 4 weeks between runs. She's had a trial. And I think you can back her each way. She'll give you a great sight. 6 Sultry Feeling to beat. 18 Don't Doubt Mama. She's going really well this time in. She savaged the line last start. She'll be finishing hard. 1 Griante is the Group 1 winner of the Galaxy. Got to respect her under these conditions. And 3 Shydell. Took a couple of runs before finding her best perform before she won at Caulfield last start. She did have excuses at a couple of those runs. Now that she's won, she might be ready to go on with it. But 6 on top.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Shydell as well. I think she really was showing Group 1 potential in WA, and now that she's back in form, happy to go with her. Although Barrier 1, doing my fun facts research this week, I found that really all these 3 big races on Saturday, they've had a lot of winners from double-figure barriers, I guess, because they tend to get big fields, as they certainly have this time. But anyway, it's certainly don't be scared off your selection if it happens to be drawn a bit wide at Morfordville on Saturday. Race 8, last leg of the quaddie, last race of the day. Hughes Schoford Limousine's Queen of the South. 4 fillies and mares as well. This one a Group 2 over 1,600.
Well, I'm hoping the winner can jump from a wide gate here. Number 9, French Emotion. Very consistent. She's been doing a really good job this time in for Chris Waller. Beaten by a pretty handy one last time out in Scarlet Billows, and that form should hold up pretty well here, assuming she gets a bit of luck in running. To beat 13 Mef Nuda, going well this time in with 2 wins from 2 starts. 15 Mi Bien did a good job winning third up in Sydney last start, and 8 Lucky Largo is capable of improving. But French Emotion, and a couple of others to include. This is probably the wide leg of the quaddie. Hijack Hussy certainly worth including, and Atlanta Stream despite a wide gate.
Alrighty, what are your best and value bets on the Morfordville program, Joel?
Yeah, well, that's a UBet Stakes, the UClays, Race 5. It's a pretty tough race, but I like Almighty Girl. I've got a decent opinion of her, so I made her my best, Race 5. Number 12, and my value was Sultry Feeling, Race 7, number 6.
So notice Brian Martin tweeting about the irreverence of the South Australian Jockey Club in renaming these races, the Robert Sangster Stakes in particular, renaming it the UBet Classic. Not happy with that. Don't know if he wants to chip in the sponsorship himself and bring it back to Robert Sangster. But, you know, maybe they could have a compromise with the UBet Stakes, Joel, and just call it the UClays Bet Stakes.
Yes. Yeah, that's... what was the one at Caulfield? There was...
The Stakes.
The Stakes.
The Cape Grim Stakes, yeah. I believe. Yeah, it's beautiful. Gold Coast, as you mentioned, is the other big feature racing meeting on Saturday, and very similar to the Morfordville meeting in that it's an 8-race card, huge fields all day, and the last 6 are stakes races. Soft 5 in your winning post, Joel. Who are we looking at a good 4, sunny weather?
Yeah, weather's pretty good. Few chance of showers Friday, but not much predicted. So I think they'll get onto a reasonably good track.
Alrighty, we'll start with race 3, first of the black type events, and it is the Jaguar XJ Ken Russell Memorial Classic, 2-year-old plate at level weights at Group 3 level over 1200.
Yeah, I'm going number 5, Charnley River. I really like this horse, full brother to Wurrum, and showed that sort of turn of foot certainly in his first start in a maiden at the Sunshine Coast, just powered home from the back to run second. I gave him some time off. He bolted in with a trial, and he resumed at the Sunshine Coast a couple of weeks ago, and he drew badly. They pressed forward. He was 4 wide all the way, and I thought it was a pretty good run to stick on for 4. taking the blinkers off, hoping they're just going to ride him a bit conservative. And if he gets the brakes, I think he can measure right up to this class. Clearly number four impending is the one to beat. It's going to be short from the Godolphin team. He could created a good impression on debut. And he's the testing material. 11 emphatically, still a maiden from the Kieran Maher yard, but she's had some wide gates in her career. She draws well here. I think she can run well. And 10 Royal Teeth. John Zilke has two good chances in her and Spot the Diff. And Luke Dittman's been riding both, and he goes with Royal Teeth.
All right. Race four at the Gold Coast on Saturday is the Oaks Trial. It's the all-new Jaguar XE Gold Coast Bracelet. Three-year-old fillies, 1,800 listed.
Yeah, difficult race. Quite a few chances and a few of them drawn wide. I've gone six imposing lass. Dominated from on speed last time, led throughout at her own tempo. And look, she'll press forward. If she can get a similar sort of run, I think that'll be certainly be an advantage in this sort of a race to be up near the lead. So we'll go with her on top of four self-esteem. Has run some decent races in Sydney, fourth in the Vinery, certainly good enough for this, but gate 19 makes it a bit tricky. One Queen of Wands in for third, and eight Circular for fourth.
Race five, first leg of the quaddie at the Gold Coast on Saturday is the Better Than Ready Silk Stocking, 1,200 metres for fillies and mares listed.
Gone with six Miss Cover Girl. She had a patchy preparation last time in, mixed her form and wasn't able to win. She has a really good first up record. She was placed fresh last time in. Blinkers on first up. I just think, you know, with the blinkers going on, I think she's been wound up here and ready to go fresh. So monitor the betting, but I think she's ready to run a good race. To beat three Jessie Bell from the Luke Oliver yard, made her Queensland debut at the Sunshine Coast a fortnight ago, ran home really well behind Hopgarten and Worthy Cause, suited back to mare's grade here. Five Tina Molina in for third and two Traveston Girl for fourth.
And race six, second leg of the quaddie at the Gold Coast is the Bruce Linton Jaguar Prime Minister's Cup, 1,400 metre listed race. And you'll be able to read all about the fact that the Prime Minister very rarely gets to the Prime Minister's Cup in Richo's column in Winning Post this week. And he basically then takes us back through the various Prime Ministers of Australia and rates them in terms of which is the most desperate punter. And I think... I think Bob Hawke might, just having read that, Bob Hawke might have a bit of competition there from perhaps Joe Lyons from back from the 1930s. But anyway, more to the point, what's going to win?
Well, the two horses I spoke of just before, Worthy Cause and Hopgarten. Quinnell had raced at the Sunshine Coast. There wasn't much between them. I'm going for Worthy Cause to turn the tables. Gets a little bit of a weight turnaround. They're both drawn well, but I will go Worthy Cause here second up to beat. One Hopgarten, four Akavaroon. He's very talented when right. Kieran Maher takes him up to Queensland for his first up run. If he's anywhere near his best, he'll be very competitive. And 16 Mischievous Devil. He might be the roughie to throw into your multiples. He can improve second up.
Race seven at the Gold Coast on Saturday, third leg of the quaddie, all new Jaguar F-Pace. AD Horndale Stakes, 1,800. This is the big one, the Wait for Age Group 2.
Yeah, and with two Haraki, certainly if the track is, as predicted, going to be on the good side. His form through the autumn was really good, twice Group 1 placed. His run in the Randbet was very good, second to the United States, and then missed out in the Queen Elizabeth, finished midfield, wasn't disgraced, but just the soft 7 track was probably against him there. He should get conditions to suit here. Barrier 2, slight drop back in class. He's very hard to beat. From 3 excess knowledge, who will press forward and run really well, I think, here. 1 bulk stock and barrel. Can improve. He just never handled the heavy track in the Doncaster. And 5 Sir Moments for the locals will be running on well.
And to take us home at the Gold Coast Race 8, all-new Jaguar XF Gold Coast Guineas. This is a cutest 3-year-old plate at set weights over 1,200 metres, a Group 3.
Yeah, I always like this race. Can usually land on a roughie, but couldn't really come up with a roughie this year. So we're going with the favourites. 1 Takedown just has irresistible form lines this time in. Yet to win this prep through the Sydney Autumn, but his form's excellent. The latest run in the Arrowfield Sprint. When third behind, Japonis may encounter attack. That just looks too good a form for a race like this. He'll put himself up on the speed. As we're on before, Santa Ana Lane from a good gate. He took on the older horses last start in Sydney with a big weight, and you can excuse him for that. His previous run against his own age group was good. I think they're clearly on top of 16 Brigadoon Rise, another Sydney visitor. She's racing pretty well and has drawn well. And 2 Big Tree. Got a bit of a result out of him this day last year in the 2-year-old race, and he's going well this time in, so include him.
All right, and your best race 7, number 2, Hierarchy?
Yes, I think he just finds himself in the right spot to hit winning form this prep, and Charlie River will be my value race 3, number 5.
All right, well, as you mentioned, there is also a big card at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, and it, there is, in one of the 9 races, is a listed race, and that is race 7. The Lord Mayor's Cup, over 2,000 metres, with 18 to face the starter.
Yes, and Chris Waller has a few entered. It's a difficult race to assess, a few of these sort of out of form and you know, maybe just ready to improve now that they're up to their right distance. I've gone for 8 Ecuador, unplaced in his 4 runs this prep. A couple of them have been in Group 1s, the Canterbury Stakes and the Doncaster. The latest run, which was last week in the Hawkesbury Cup, I didn't think was too bad. He wasn't able to lead, thought he battled on quite well. Blinkers were applied there, they stay on here, and I think the key is the step up to 2,000. His 2,000 metre form, if you look beyond the stats, is pretty good. He was only beaten 1.8 lengths from the McKinnon in the spring. That's a good enough run to win this, so I think at good odds Ecuador can bounce back to beat 11 Lady Lafay. I think she's the one to beat. She can go on top of the ground, which I think the track is going to be good on Saturday at Rose Hill, but I think she is better on soft track, so that's just a slight query, but she's down in the weights and she's certainly going very well. 1 Havana Cooler, next best with the big weight, and 7 Hawkesbury. A bit disappointing last start, but could improve.
And your best and value bets for Rose Hill?
Yeah, my value is Ecuador, race 7, number 8, and my best is Pioneering, race 8, number 5. First up from a spell, recent trial wasn't too bad. She's drawn gate 1 to get a lovely run. And whilst she wasn't able to win last prep, some of her runs in defeat were very good behind the likes of Asinara and Lucky Fish and Hellbent. Really strong form lines, and I think that's good form lines for a fillies and mares race here, which she strikes first up.
All right. Flemington is the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday. A big 9 race card there as well. And in fact, we are looking out over the Flemington track as we speak on a gorgeous sunny autumn Melbourne day. And it's going to be even nicer on Saturday, 23 degrees. So if you're anywhere in the Melbourne area, give serious consideration to getting down to Flemington on Saturday. And what do you like there, Joel?
Yeah, not a bad card. I'm waiting till late in the day. Race 9, I made my best Gabella. Thought she was a good black booker out of last week's program at Caulfield. Hit the line strongly for second behind Tarquin. On the quick back up here, back to mare's grade. A little bit of a claim for Regan Bayless. Gets him to a pretty good race. So I think number 7, Inner Shower, could be the value for the multiples. Bit of a non-winner, but up in distance, third up suits. She has won at this venue over this distance, so she might be the value, but Gabella my best. And value bet is race 8, number 12, Shizozo. He's going to improve as he gets over a bit further, but he had a pretty consistent campaign last time in, placed on several occasions in Sydney Saturday grade. He's had a trial recently in Adelaide. I thought he trialled really good in a pretty decent heat with some good form to come out of it. Tony McAvoy, very good first up, and he's put Ben Allen here to claim 3, gets him with 51. I think he might be a good roughie, Shizozo.
I'm with you, Gabella, my best at Flemington, and my value bet, I think he's not running because it is running in the Warrnambool Cup as we speak, or very soon after we speak. But I do like the Bandit. It's not going to be any great odds, though. Race 4, number 7, another import. Of course, needless to say, one of those Lloyd Williams ones is going to knock me off. But my two are Gabella and the Bandit.
And who was that Warrnambool Cup to? The listeners might still be able to charge into it in the Warrnambool Cup.
Schwader Mayer. Oh, no. I don't think so. Different meeting and also different track.
Yeah, completely different conditions.
Belmont is the venue for Perth Racing as we head into the winter, and good to see they've actually managed to attract a few decent fields this Saturday, so they might get bums on those seats that they spend all that time carrying across the road. What do you like there?
My best is Roy Alec, race 5, number 4. He's a former Victorian galloper. I think he was with Mark Riley. He's been sent over to the west, and taken along slowly. He's 3 for 3 since joining the Dan Morton yard, all at Pinjarra over the 1,000 metres. He's been winning easily. He comes to town. I think about $4 you'll probably get. I think that's a pretty good price. I think he'll win again. And value is Dark Musket. Race 3, number 3. He's been pretty plain in his two runs this prep. Gotten back and hasn't done much, but sharp step up in distance will suit. 2,000 metres, certainly suitable. He was Group 1 placed in the Kingston Town Classic back in the in November or December, whenever that is, early December. So look, if he can strike that form, it's going to be pretty hard to beat at a benchmark 72.
Yes, indeed. Earlier in the day, they are racing in New Zealand at a track called Riccarton in Christchurch.
Yes, they have the main meeting on Saturday with a pair of listed races. My best bet is early. Race 1, number 2, Irish Call. This is a North Island trained galloper. He heads down to the south here and had a bit of bit of disappointing last start, but the previous form was good. He's run a couple of good races at Ellerslie, and I think that form will really hold up here. My value is Wise Move in the last, so trying to bookend the program. Race 9 at number 7. He'll get back, certainly from gate 14. He gets back anyway, so the barrier's not really a problem, but he's got a really good turn of foot and can sustain a big long run, so if there's a bit of pace on, he'll be finishing strongly in the last. The other meeting is at Tarapa, and it's not a bad program. The last race is certainly one to watch. A couple of horses from Wide Gates. I've made Slice of Cake my best, race 10, number 9. Number 16, Provocative, is a smart filly with a Queensland Oaks nomination. Not sure if she'll run from that gate, but Slice of Cake, very hard to beat. And my value bet was Volpe Feloce, race 6, number 7 in the two-year-old race. Very impressive on debut.
Okie dokie, Black Kate takes care of a huge Saturday of racing around Australasia. There's also a bit of Country Cups action around New South Wales over the weekend, starting on Friday, second day of the Wagga Cup Carnival, and the big race is the Quest Apartment Hotel's 2016 Wagga Wagga Gold Cup over 2,000 metres. Did you have a look at that, Joel?
Yes, the Chris Waller team, he's taken two horses there, did have three, but Index Link has been scratched, so Moriarty, I believe, is going, as is Dance of Heroes, and Dance of Heroes is my pick. He's got to step up a little bit in class, but not a bad run first up over the shorter trip with a big weight. I like that he drops down to 54 kilos. He draws barrier one, and Chris Waller's won this race a couple of times with a similar sort of horse in Trade Commissioner. He won it with 2 years ago, so I think Dance of Heroes will be very hard to beat in the Wagga Cup on Friday.
All right, and there is also the Gunnedah Cup on Sunday, so make sure you pick up your winning post with all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, as well as most of your favourite features. Shane Templeton not with us this week, another one who's been lost in the black hole of Warrnambool, but still plenty of value for your $5, and we leave you with our best $20 bet for the weekend, and I am going to take you to Adelaide and have $10 each way on a mare by the name of Scheidel, which is race 7, number 3. Joel?
I will go Sydney, Rose Hill, race 8, number 5, Pioneering.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.